Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this day that you have made for us to rejoice and to be glad. We thank you for all that you have purposed to do. We pray that your will be done, O God, tonight for your praise and for your glory. You said, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. We say, O God, by your Spirit move, by your Spirit do only that which God can do. Let your name, O God, be glorified. Let your name, O God, be magnified as we pray. Move by your Spirit, O God, in every area that we are praying concerning, O God. Let your Spirit lead us and guide us in our prayer. Direct our thoughts. Let us be in one mind, one spirit, and in one accord. Let our hearts and our minds, O God, be on you for your praise and for your glory. We thank you, O God, for the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, O God, for all the things that you have laid upon our lives through him. Thank you for the treasures you have given us, O God. Thank you, O God, for your mercy and for your grace that you have extended towards us, O God. Day and night you cause us to rejoice. Hallelujah. We thank you for being God all by yourself, that there is nobody who is beside you, nor anybody who is above you. For that we are grateful. Thank you, O God, for your loving kindness towards us, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, you are the one who gives us victory over our adversaries. You are the one who reveals all those things that are hidden. Hallelujah. You are the one who brings out all those things to the open, O God, for your praise and for your glory. And we say, O God, have your way, have your way, have your way. In the midst of the darkness, you cause your light to shine. And when your light shines, O God, darkness has to flee. We thank you for being the God of revelation, the God who brings all those things that are hidden to the fore. We thank you and we praise you for being our strong tower, for being our refuge and for being our fortress. We thank you for being our shield. We thank you for being our God. Father, your word says, if you be for us, then who can be against us? God, we stand because we have you. We stand, O God, because we have your word. We stand, O God, because we have your promises that are yes and amen. We take comfort in knowing that you are not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should repent. We take comfort in the knowledge that your promises are yes and amen. For your praise, O God, and for your glory. We rejoice, O God, because your word does not return to you void, but your word will accomplish and prosper in that thing that you have sent it to do. We thank you that your word is empowering us. Your word is sanctifying us. Your word is bringing faith to our hearts, to our minds, and to our spirits. You are giving us wisdom. You are giving us knowledge, and you're giving us understanding. We thank you and we praise you, O God, not because we have earned them, O God, or because we have attained them, but because you are full of grace and because you are full of mercy. These things, O God, you give towards us, and for that we are forever grateful. We declare, O God, that you are worthy of all praise, worthy of all glory, worthy of all honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for where you have brought us from, O God, to where you have set us up, to where you have established us, O God. And we know that you are not going to leave us, O God, nor forsake us. You are faithful to complete the work that you have begun, O God. All the things you said you will do, O God, you will do at the appointed time that you have set. And we thank you. And we praise you that we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith we believe that the greatest of days are up ahead. By faith we believe that great doors are going to open. By faith we believe that great opportunities are coming our way. By faith we believe that, oh God, victory is at hand in every battle that we are in. By faith we believe that indeed all things are working together for our good. By faith we believe that you are perfecting everything that concerns us in this season. By faith we believe that we will see all your goodness in the land of the living. By faith we believe, oh God, restoration is coming. By faith we believe revival is being established, oh God, not only in our hearts, oh God, but across the lands. Revival is being established, oh God. Men and women are awakening to the reality of God, the reality of faith. We thank you for your Spirit who is moving, not limited by geographical locations. Your Spirit who is moving, oh God, leading men into all truth. We thank you and we praise you that, oh God, hallelujah, that even in the midst of the storm, you are God. You are able to bring peace. You are able to bring strength to us, oh God. And we praise you and we thank you that, oh God, our hope is not in the armor of flesh, but our hope, our trust is in you. Your word says, cursed is he who trusts in the armor of the flesh, but blessed is he whose trust is in God. Our trust is in you. Our faith is in you. God, if you are not for us, oh God, then we are nothing. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the things you are doing in our hearts. We thank you for the things you are doing in our lives. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. For every battle that you have won, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for being the one who quickens our spirit, oh God. We thank you. We praise you for being the one who makes a way where there seem to be no way, for being the one who has already made a way of escape. Hallelujah. For being the one who causes us to rejoice, oh God, no matter how hard the pursuit of the enemy is. You are the one who said when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit is going to raise up a standard against them. We thank you for that standard. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory, for you are the one who declared by your word that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And we stand on your word, O God, that you say it is forever settled in the heavens. It will not change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, we rejoice for the victory. Hallelujah. O God, you are the one who sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We rejoice, O God, for you are the one who opens doors that no man can shut, and you are the one that shuts doors that no man can open. Somebody give praise to God for being the one who's opening doors for you. Hallelujah. For being the one who's bringing you before great doors of opportunity, doors of blessing. Hallelujah. For being the one who's leading you and guiding you. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I praise him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The high and the lofty one who is God all by himself. Hallelujah. 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 The one who loved us before we even loved him, whilst we're yet sinners, God loved us. Somebody say hallelujah. Knowing that God did not wait to be for you to be as somebody before he loved you, but he loved you the way that you were. Hallelujah. 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 His word says in our weakness his strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. We see our weaknesses, but we know that the strength of God is being made manifest even in those places where we are weak. God is going to show himself mighty on our behalf. His word says his eyes are going to and fro in the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal towards him, that he might show himself mighty on their behalf. I praise him for being the God who is showing himself mighty on our behalf. That means in places where we're not able to engage, God will engage on our behalf. God will bring supernatural signs and wonders into our lives because he's showing himself mighty on our behalf. And when God does begin to do things, he does not only do them in our lives, but he would do them in the lives of our sons and our daughters. We declare the blessings of God over them. Hallelujah. We declare the favor of God upon their lives. Hallelujah. We thank and we praise you, O God, that your angels are watching over them day and night, O God, in their coming and in their going. You are watching over them, O God. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. Hallelujah. We declare that our seed will not beg for bread, but they will walk in abundance. They will receive the supernatural provision of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, in whatever station they find themselves in life, O God, we know that your hand will be upon them, as you were with Joseph when he was in a strange land, O God. Your favor will be upon them, O God, as you were with David, as you were with Daniel, O God, in Babylon. You will be with our sons and our daughters. Hallelujah. They will be preserved by the power of the Almighty God. That which they were taught, O God, when they were young, they would not depart from it, O God. For your word says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and he will not depart from that path. Hallelujah. We thank you for their destiny. We thank you for their future. That God, you are watching over them, O God, not only in this season, O God, but in days that are yet to come. We thank you and we praise you, O God, that you have allowed us to sow seeds in our lifetime, O God, that will bring an abundance of harvest in their lifetime. We thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, that some will find themselves being like Isaac, who is so infirmine, O God, and they will receive a bountiful harvest, O God. May they grow up to be men and women of great faith and great renown, that will be known for their relationship with God. We thank you and we praise you for great wisdom that is coming upon their lives, O God. Wisdom that comes from up above, O God. Wisdom that comes from you. We thank you for its landing upon their lives. We thank you for every spiritual gift that you have given them. Hallelujah. That every spiritual gift is being activated, is being engaged. Hallelujah. That God, you will cause them to stand before great men, O God, because you have anointed them, you have empowered them. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. That they will dream dreams, O God, that they will see visions. The prophetic will be upon their lives, O God. The apostolic will operate in their lives, O God. They will hear the word of God and they will love the word of God. They will walk according to your judgments and according to your statutes. Hallelujah. They will obey your commandments. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, O God, for preserving them, O God, for watching over them, O God, and being involved in every relationship that they find themselves in, O God. They will not be connected to people that will derail their destiny. Hallelujah. But they will walk in the path that you have ordained for their lives. Your word says, O God, you lead their footsteps, O God. You said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And we say, O God, they will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but they will walk in the path that you have ordained. Hallelujah. In their relationships, O God, let the Delilahs be removed for your praise and for your glory. Those who speak corruptible things, O God, may they be removed from their lives for your praise and for your glory. Hallelujah. Generational yokes of bondage, O God, let them be broken. Generational curses, O God, let them be broken off their lives for your praise and for your glory. Chains, O God, that have been designed to hold them bound and keep them in captivity, we declare that they are broken right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, demonic covenants that were established in the days of old by generations who operated in ignorance, oh God, we declare them null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Their life, oh God, that was being mortgaged by generations before, we redeem their lives now, God, for your praise and for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, every familiar spirit, oh God, that has been sent to watch over them, oh God, to help and establish what God is trying to do in their lives, so the enemy has intel, oh God, we declare blindness to come over them in the name of Jesus. They will not see what God is doing in their lives, and they will not derail what God is doing in their lives. Hallelujah. Every intel that the enemy has, oh God, we command it corrupted right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every information that they've gathered about our children, we declare, oh God, it's being deleted right now for your praise and for your glory. Every plan that the enemy has established to derail the future of our sons and our daughters, hallelujah, Father, we disrupt that plan. And we declare that it will not prevail. It will be null and void. Hallelujah. Father, every demonic agreement that has been entered into, oh God, we declare it null and void for your praise and for your glory. Oh God, every counsel that has been set against them, oh God, we declare it will not prevail. 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 It will not prevail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That whatever the enemy has planned for their generation, oh God, there will be, oh God, it will not prevail. There will be a Passover in the lives of our sons and our daughters. Let no evil corruption come upon our sons and our daughters. Hallelujah. But let godliness and holiness and righteousness, oh God, be their desire and be their longing for your praise, oh God, and for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we speak life over them, oh God. Abandon life over them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we declare the greatness of God upon their lives. Let the greatness of God be made manifest in their lives. Let the greatness of God be made manifest in their lives, oh God, in their coming and in their going, God. Let there be a distinction that these are children of the Most High for your praise and for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will not be given to the way of the world, but oh God, they will walk in righteousness, oh God. They will walk in the path that you have ordained for them to walk in for your praise and for your glory. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we speak prophetic words into their future that you will serve God all your days. Hallelujah. You will serve God all your days. You will serve God all your days. And you will walk uprightly before God all your days. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in, there's going to be discernment upon you. You'll be able to smell him a mile away. You'll be able to see the wolves that are dressed in sheep's clothing, and you will be able to make righteous judgments and decisions to know who you ought to align with and who you ought to move yourself away from for the praise and for your glory. We declare you will not walk in disobedience, but you will walk in obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be a partaker of the covenant of God. Hallelujah. 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 We ask for God to cover your mind, for God to cover your soul, for God to cover your spirit. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be an agent of the kingdom of God. You will not serve darkness for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. And we declare declare and we decree that our God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare the manifestation of the favor of God upon your life, that men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do because the favor of God is upon your life. And we pray that God will open doors of significance for you, that you are not going to be common because you are uncommon, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Daniel said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do great exploits. We declare and we decree that you are going to know your God. You are going to have a relationship with God, and you are going to be steadfast after the things of God. Therefore, you will do great exploits in the earth. Somebody say hallelujah for what your sons and your daughters are going to do. May they supersede all our achievements. Hallelujah. May they bring great renown to our bloodline. May they bring great renown to our son, to our family. Hallelujah. May they carry our family name with integrity and uprightness before God for his praise and for his glory. Hallelujah. We declare that great wisdom is going to be their portion. Hallelujah. Witty inventions, creative ideas are going to be their portion. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody has to make that confession. Hallelujah. Your sons and your daughters may not be walking uprightly before God right now, but we have the authority to call those things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. His word says life and death is in the power of the tongue. We choose to speak life over them right now. We 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 speak the grace of God over their lives. We speak the favor of God upon their lives. Somebody say hallelujah for the favor of God that is upon the lives of your sons and your daughters. They may not be manifesting it right now, but at the appointed time, they are going to be angelic visitations. They are going to be divine encounters, divine appointments. Hallelujah. They are going to have a great testimony. They are going to have godly encounters that will mark their lives forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will have no desire for any other but a desire for the things of God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we declare it to be so tonight. We declare it to be so tonight. By faith, O God, it is as we have declared. By faith, O God, it shall be established. By faith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be mighty men and women of God in the earth. By faith, God, we declare it to be so. There will be men and women of great faith. Hallelujah. Men and women that will do that which brings glory to your name. We declare it, oh God, to be so. Somebody say hallelujah. Their relationships are perfected by God. Hallelujah. All their days. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, somebody begin to believe, 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 begin to believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, our sons and our daughters will be great in the earth. They 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 will be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I am mindful in my spirit. You know, the scripture said that Jacob had to leave his mother and his father's house to go and dwell with Laban because of what had happened. I am inclined to think that his mother would pray for him every day. I'm inclined to think that his father would pray for him every day. And I'm saying tonight, pray. pray, you pray, you pray, you pray, because you never know when your prayer is going to bring things into order, when your prayer is going to cause things to be able to prevail. I believe that even though Jacob was praying whilst he was in Laban's house, it is because of the prayers of his mother that God visited him and gave him strategies of how to accumulate wealth, of how to do things to be preserved whilst he was in Laban's house. I believe in the name of Jesus, it was the prayers of his father, it was the prayers of his father Isaac that preserved him. Somebody say hallelujah. The prayers of his mother, and what I'm saying to you, your prayers are going to do great things in the lives of your sons and your daughters. They may not be where you are right now, but you call upon the name of God concerning them. Hallelujah. And in response to your prayer, God is sending ministers unto them right now. They are receiving a word of life right now, far away from where you are. Their hearts are being changed. They are turning to God. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil will not have them, but God will arrest them. Somebody say hallelujah. God will arrest their hearts. Hallelujah. They will be tied and bonded unto God all their days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. God, we pray right now, your angels are being sent, speaking to their sons and their daughters that may not be walking upright before you, O God, but you are sending your ministering angels unto them. Some, O God, today you have preserved. You caused that accident, O God, to be avoided, O God, because of what you have done for them. You have protected them from dangers that they have seen and ones that they haven't seen. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God for preserving your sons and your daughters, for watching over them right now. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. God has prevailed. God has prevailed concerning them. God has prevailed. God has prevailed. God has prevailed concerning them. God has prevailed. And God has prevailed concerning them. And I'm inclined to believe that David understood what Solomon was going to do. And I know that David was a man whose heart was after God. David would pick up a prayer for his son, praying for the future of his son, praying for the things that he knew his son was going to do. His son was going to build the house for God. It is not about David just accumulating the wealth and the resources that were required to help Solomon build the temple, but David was praying for the success of his son. David was praying for God to give his son wisdom, for God to give his son endurance, for God to give his son patience to be able to do that which God had instructed for him to do. And I pray that tonight God has given us the same charge and the same mandate for us to pray for our sons and our daughters. What they are going to build may not be built in our lifetime. It will be built when we are long gone, but it will be a fulfillment of the things that God has shown us, the visions that God has given us. And we pray that God, all their days, wisdom and excellence will be their portion. Hallelujah. Their relationship with you, O God, will be strong for your praise and for your glory, that God, you will preserve them in your peace that surpasses all human understanding. You will preserve them. Somebody say hallelujah. They will be preserved in the peace of God, the one that says it surpasses all human understanding. That will be their portion all their days, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And I feel, oh God, tonight there is an anointing to break barriers over our sons and our daughters. We break every barrier, every limitation. We command it broken right now, oh God. Every limitation broken, every limitation broken, every limitation broken right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It may be coming from our ignorance. We declare it broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It may be coming from the patterns of iniquity from generations before. We command it broken. broken right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. God, our limitations will not be their limitations in the name of Jesus. God, our shortcomings will not be their shortcomings for your praise and for your glory. God, they will do great things, oh God. They will be launched into a deeper place than we have ever been before. They will ascend to higher heights than we have never dreamt of ascending to. For your praise and for your glory, somebody say hallelujah. They will see a greater glory of God than what we have seen in our lifetime. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, they will walk in the supernatural strength of God more than what we have seen in our lifetime. Oh, we praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, every limitation broken, every iniquity broken, hallelujah, for your praise and for your glory, hallelujah, broken. God, we declare the total liberty. Your word says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We speak the freedom of God upon their lives, oh God, all their days, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you that, oh God, it will not be said that they are wrong. A generation that did not know God. Our sons and our daughters will know God. Our sons and our daughters will love God. Our sons and our daughters will be a part of that generation that seeks the face of God, that generation that pursues God with everything that they have, for the praise and for the glory of our Father in heaven. Oh, we thank you, God. We praise you for that which you have called them to do, oh God. It will not fail, it will succeed. Whatsoever they set their minds to do, oh God, it will succeed. Oh, whatsoever they set their hands to do, oh God, we declare that it will prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, in the city and in the field, we declare them blessed, oh God, in their coming and in their going. We declare them blessed, oh God. You said by Job, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. Therefore, O God, we decree and we declare that, O God, they never suffer lack for anything. We declare and decree that they are men and women of great revelation. We declare and we decree that they are men and women of great wisdom. We declare and we decree that, O God, they are men and women of great understanding. They operate in the knowledge of God. Your word says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We declare there are men and women who fear God for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Darkness will not prevail over our sons and our daughters, for they are children of light and they will have no fellowship with darkness, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. God, everything you said you are going to do in their lifetime, it will be done and they will see the fruit thereof, for your praise, O God, and for your glory. Somebody say hallelujah for the mighty men and women of God that you carried in your loins. Oh, the scripture says creation moans and groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. I believe amongst your sons and your daughters, they are the ones that creation is crying for the manifestation of. They will manifest the glory of God. There will be adequate representations of the kingdom of God in the earth. They will walk as ambassadors of the kingdom of light in everything that they do. We declare that the spirit of excellence is their portion. Somebody say hallelujah for the spirit of excellence in their portion, and the spirit of wisdom will dwell upon them. Oh, the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. They will be led by the spirit of counsel that dwells in their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They will be men and women who make sound judgments and decisions because they are led by the Spirit of God. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, that whatsoever the enemy desires to do, it will not prevail. We stand on your word that says, oh God, we have overcome. overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We declare that that shall be the same upon our sons and our daughters. They will prevail by the blood and the word of their testimony. For that, God, we praise you, O God, and we praise you, we give you glory, we give you honor. Listen, there are some things that are hidden from our generation that we did not know, things that are hidden 5 generations before us that we did not know, but they were projected to affect our generation. If some were projected to affect our generation, some were projected to affect the generations of our sons and our daughters, because the enemy is banking on our ignorance. But we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. Therefore, we declare and we decree that we can still send a word to the future. Send a word to the future to contend with every plan that the enemy wants to do. And we declare your plans have failed. Your plans have failed. Your plans have failed. Your plans have failed. Every ordinance that is written against our sons and our daughters, hallelujah, we defile and we erase, and we are now, right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, every economic embargo that has been set upon our sons and our daughters because of the demonic covenants entered in the days of old, oh God, we declare, oh God, by government and rule of authority, by the power in the name of Jesus, those things are nullified now, they are null and void. That embargo has been lifted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They will not walk in economic disadvantage. Hallelujah. But they will walk in prosperity. They possess the power to get wealth that comes from God. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are some covenants that we entered into that were designed for your sons and your daughters to walk in poverty. We defile those covenants in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we declare that every spirit that has been sent to enforce those things, oh God, has no power. It has no authority. For we dedicated them to God and they belong to God. Somebody say hallelujah. They belong to God. 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 Therefore, they will not do the bidding of our adversary. Hallelujah. They will do the bidding of the Lord in the earth for his praise and for his glory. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they will not be discouraged. Hallelujah. But the spirit of Barnabas will be there, O God, to encourage them for your praise and for your glory. And to our sons and our daughters, we declare, be strong and be of good courage in the name of Jesus. Be strong and be of good courage. You will not be discouraged. Hallelujah. You will not be weakened, but you will walk in the strength and the might of your God. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, we call your generation blessed. We call your generation empowered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we pray for their education. We pray, O God, for their education. We pray, O God, for their empowerment. We pray, hallelujah, everything that they need, God, you are providing. Hallelujah. Finances, you are providing in the name of Jesus. Finances, you are providing opportunities. You are providing doors. You are providing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, every door you are opening, you have already made the grace for them to be able to walk through the door that you have opened. For, oh God, no man can resist that which you have set out to do. God, no man can shut a door that you have opened, O God. You open the door, therefore no man can shut, O God. No power, no principality shall be able to resist, O God, the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. They are walking through that door. They are walking They are walking through that door. They are walking through that door. And God, everything that they need, you have already provided, oh God. Scholarships, you have provided, oh God. Sponsorship, you have provided, oh God. We declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That, oh God, they will be educated, debt-free, 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 for the praise and for the glory of our Father in heaven. God, we declare it to be so. 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 God, every application that they have made for scholarships, may they find favor. We declare it to be so. We declare it to be so. Favor, 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 favor. And let the favor of God upon their lives manifest, O God, that they will find favor in the sight of man. We declare it to be so. We declare it to be so. It shall be as we have prayed. It shall be as we have declared. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. God, tuition paid in full. Books for paid for in full. Accommodation paid for in full, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, by faith, we thank you for that which you've already done. By faith, we thank you. By faith, we declare it done. 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 By faith, it is as we have prayed. God, whatever hindrance is there, we command it broken. In the name of Jesus, broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to pray, God, whatever biases are there, whatever biases are there that has been set by the adversary to hinder, God, we remove those biases now. We take authority over them. We move them out of the way. We move them out of the way. We move them out of the way. We move them out of the way in the name of Jesus. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, the future of our sons and our daughters will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. It will not be aborted. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It will not be aborted. It will not be aborted. They will become all that God has called them to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And listen, I want to pray for global travelers amongst our sons and our daughters. Global travelers, men and women that have a global impact in the earth. A global impact in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to pray that they will be highly sought after because of the excellence of spirit. They will be highly sought after because of the great wisdom that they possess. They will be highly sought after because of the greatness with which they do everything. They will be highly sought after because of their educational qualification. They will be highly sought after because of their levels of integrity. They will be highly sought after because of their ethic, their work ethic. They will be highly sought after because they know what they are doing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, there's a moment in time when the scripture talks about the engagement between Saul and David. Saul realized that David has a great future. But Saul was jealous. Saul was jealous of David. Therefore, Saul began to devise a plan to see if he can entrap David. Remember when David killed Goliath, there was a promise that whoever kills Goliath, he will get a wife. Whoever kills Goliath is going to be tax-free, get all this from their families. But when Saul realized that he had to give David, he had to give his daughter to David for a wife, Saul went and betrothed his daughter to a Philistine, hoping that there will be an engagement between David and the Philistine. So it wasn't really Saul fulfilling his obligation, but he was using the relationship to trap David. And I pray it will not be so for our sons and our daughters. It will not be so. It will not be so. It will not be so. Whatever the spoils of battle that they have fought, they will receive in full. They will receive in full. They will not be deceived. They will not be robbed, but they will receive it in full. Therefore, their relationships will not be used as instruments to entrap them in the name of Jesus. They will not be used by the enemy as devices to bring death and destruction into their lives. Therefore, God, we speak now to their future relationships, godly relationships, godly ordained relationships in their future. Whoever they marry, may they be ordained of God to help them achieve their goal, to help them achieve the purposes and plans that God has willed for their lives. God, every evil association, we command it cut off from their lives. Every evil association, cut off in the name of Jesus. God, whatever they are attached to, if it is not of you, break that attachment. Break that link, sever it by the sword of the Spirit, O God, that it will not remain. Every relationship that they find themselves in, purify by your fire. Purify by your fire. Purify by your fire. That which is of God will remain, and that which is not of God will be totally consumed by the fire of judgment. In the name of Jesus. God, we declare it to be so right now, for your praise and for your glory, for your praise and for your glory, for your praise and for your glory, for your praise and for your glory. Father, we are asking for the power to overcome every temptation, the power to overcome every temptation. Hallelujah, that they will not be given to the things of the flesh, but their minds are set on you. Their minds are set on the things of God. Their minds are set on destiny. Their minds are set on the will and the purposes of God in the earth, for your praise and for your glory. And Father, now we pray for every prayer that they pray, may they prevail. Your word says the prayers of the righteous avail much. Let their prayers avail in their lifetime. Not when we are long gone, but God, even now when we are still alive, may we hear of the testimonies of the things that you are doing in their lives. We rejoice with them for the prayers that are being answered. We rejoice with them for the victories that are being obtained. Listen, that is one of the failings that Saul had. Saul was not able to rejoice the victories that Jonathan had, because Saul was so consumed with trying to preserve his throne, going against God. He did not see all the things that Jonathan was doing. If he had followed to do and encourage Jonathan in the things that Jonathan was doing, I think Saul would have been better. Therefore, I pray now in the name of Jesus that our generation will not be the generation of Saul that is out there to kill the next generation because we have some insecurities in us, because we are jealous of our sons and our daughters. And can I say this to you? I'm going to say this to you, and I sincerely mean this. And I hope you receive it in the way that I'm going to say it tonight. Your children are not your retirement policy. Your children are not your retirement policy. Your children are not supposed to leave an inheritance for you. You are supposed to leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. And when I say your children are not your retirement policy, because some of us, we want to hold on to our children, not because we love them, but we are afraid of having a future without them, because we think that we are going to lose our income, or we are banking on our children being the ones who take care of us. And sometimes what happens is you find that parents are so insecure in what they do that they become agencies of darkness, contending to destroy the future of their sons and their daughters. But I pray for every man and every woman on this line, even those that are going to hear in days to come, you will not be an agent of the kingdom of darkness, trying to destroy the future of your son or the future of your daughter because you are insecure within yourself, in the name of Jesus. Because what usually happens is people that don't celebrate, who do not celebrate your victories, are not the ones who are far away from you. They're the ones who are close. It's friends, it's relatives. And it is bad when those who want to see you fail are your parents. Those who want to see you hindered are your parents. But it should be that the glory, understanding this, the glory of our Father, the glory of our Father is made manifest in the exploits of his sons. The glory of our Father, the glory of our Mother is seen in the exploits of her children. Do you hear me? So your glory, because the success of your children is a testimony of how great a job you did in raising them up in the things of God. It will be a testimony. So your sons have to go above and beyond you. They have to do greater things above and beyond you, because they were your sons and your daughters. You prayed for them. You made ways for them, opportunities for them. Don't compete with them. Don't compete with them. But be the one who's uplifting them in prayer. Be the one who's interceding for their success. Be the one who's interceding for them to do great exploits. Be like David and be the one who gather all the resources that are going to be needed to build the temple for God. Be like David. Be like David. That your desire to do something for God will set the trajectory of your sons and your daughters and catapult them into great areas of great success in the name of Jesus. I pray that it will be so, that your hearts, the Bible says in the book of Malachi, I will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the hearts of the sons back to the fathers. May the bonds of love in the midst of your family be strengthened. Where their estrangements, may God bring restoration in the name of Jesus. Where there is disharmony and discord in the relationship, may God restore in the name of Jesus. May God restore, may God restore, may God restore the proper order in your family. May God restore. I pray for forgiveness to go forth in your home. Forgiveness to go forth in your home. Forgiveness to go forth in your home in the name of Jesus. And I know that I feel that there's somebody here or somebody listening in days to come, that the thing that is happening is you have got so much woundedness in you that came from your childhood and you are projecting that onto your children. I pray that God will heal you. That God will heal you and that God will remove that woundedness and you will not project that to your sons and your daughters. It is more like this. You carry that bitterness and you project that bitterness to your children. Let me not use the word project. You are bringing that bitterness to your children. Whenever you see your children, you are bitter because you think they have it more easier than you did. Hallelujah. Therefore, you don't really seem to be able to communicate the proper love you need to. You don't rejoice in their successes because you are bitter. Because you are bitter. Let me just minister healing right here, what I feel in my spirit. It is like this. You feel that if you had the same opportunities as your sons and your daughters, you would do well. So what happens is you are jealous of the opportunities that they are getting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are jealous of the opportunities that they are getting because you say, why didn't they come to me in the name of Jesus? But I pray that God will heal your woundedness, that God will heal your brokenness, that you will not be in competition with your sons and your daughters. You will not be a hindrance to their progress, but you are going to facilitate their growth. You are going to facilitate their growth in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God will speak to you over the next coming days of the people that you need to forgive in your past, the things you need to let go of your past that you have been using as a hindrance tactic for your sons and your daughters. May your love be genuine for your children. May your rejoicing be genuine for the success of your children. Some of you right now, I believe, once you let go of that woundedness, your relationship with your sons and your daughters is going to be restored. It's going to be significantly improved. And what's going to happen is it is the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and show you the people that you need to forgive. Right now, the bitterness you carry in your spirit, you carry it because of your parents, because of your parents, because of your parents. And God is saying, just release them. Release them. Forgive, 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 forgive. Say, Lord, I will not hold this against them anymore. I will not hold this against them anymore. I choose today. I choose today to let it go. I drop all charges in the name of Jesus. I'm letting it go. I am letting it go. I am letting it go. For your praise, O God, and for your glory. And Father, I renounce every negative word I have spoken out of my woundedness over my children. I renounce, O God, I revoke its authority, I revoke its power. And in its place, O God, I speak life. Because we renounce, we revoke, and we replace. We renounce, we revoke, and we replace. We replace it with the blessings of God. We replace whatever negative words we spoke with life. We speak strength over them. We speak wisdom over them. That, oh God, our bitterness will not be cycled into their lives. Our bitterness will not shape their lives. We thank you, God. We praise you. Out of anger and out of resentment, out of our hurt, we spoke things over them right now, oh God, that are trying to craft their future, which is contrary to what you ordained, oh God. Therefore, we renounce those words. We revoke their authority. We revoke their power. Instead, we speak life over them. 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 We declare that, oh God, that cycle is gone. It is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. This is the thing that I'm hearing, this word. I see this measuring stick. I see this measuring stick in my I'm seeing it in my mind that our words have been used to measure our sons and our daughters. And when I say measure, it has measured what their limitations are going to be. But today, God, we renounce our measuring stick. We are measuring, oh God, according to your word, not according to our bitterness, not according to our disappointments, but we are measuring according to your measure in the name of Jesus. And your measure, God says, limitless. Your measure says, powerful. We declare it to be so. In the name of Jesus. This is what, when I say measure, what usually happens, measure says This is the measure of success that our sons and our daughters can attain. We are speaking that because of ignorance. We are speaking of that because of our woundedness, because of our hurt. But we are saying today, we know the wiles of the devil is to be able to get a generation to fight against the next generation. We become a self-perpetuating cycle of defeat. We became a self-perpetuating cycle of limitations. Because whatever we do to our sons and our daughters, it has the ability to reproduce in the next generation. Let me give you this illustration and I'm done. You have to understand the idea of governmental authority. Governmental authority. Governmental authority. The office you hold as a parent is not just an office or a title. It is speaking of governmental authority. That means you have the authority to speak things over your sons and your daughters. You have the authority because you are a mom, because you are a dad. You have the authority. Now you have to use your authority wisely. Whatever you speak over them has to be congruent, or has to be in alignment with what heaven has ordained for their lives. And because whatever you speak over them will manifest, because you are the parent, you are speaking from governmental authority, divine alignment. Therefore, what I'm advocating for today is that you do not misuse your office, but you use your office for good. You speak life over them. You speak success over them. You speak wisdom over them. You speak the favor of God over them. You bless them from your governmental authority or your governmental office, and you will see the manifestation of those blessings in the name of Jesus. And don't you dare say, I will not speak the blessings of God over you because nobody did it over me. Don't you dare do that. I am going to cover you now. You are blessed. So never say nobody blessed me. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Therefore, God has given you the ability and the authority to bless your sons and your daughters. Father, I thank you in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.